Welcome to the Grow My Salon Business podcast, where we focus on the business side of hairdressing. I'm your host, Anthony Whitaker, and I'll be talking to thought leaders in the hairdressing industry, discussing insightful, provocative, and inspiring ideas that matter. So get ready to learn, get ready to be challenged, get ready to be inspired, and most importantly, get ready to grow your salon business. Hey, it's Anthony here, and welcome to today's episode of the Grow My Salon Business podcast. In case you don't already know, video versions of the podcast are now available on our YouTube channel. So if you want to put faces to the names, then head on over to Grow My Salon Business on YouTube and make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. And if you're already watching this on YouTube and you're finding these video podcasts helpful, then make sure you hit the like or thumbs up button. It's a small thing you can do that goes a long way for me and the channel. And if you like this type of content, then let me know in the comments below. So with that said, on with today's show. I read somewhere recently that there are now over 4 million podcasts in the world, but in the same article, it said that over 75% of them are dormant because although they start off very enthusiastically, most of them run out of steam and never get past 10 episodes. Today's guest is Katie Whitledge, who, amongst many other things, has a podcast that at the time of recording has so far exceeded 500 episodes, which is a major feat in itself, and testament to Katie's entrepreneurial spirit and her commitment and drive that has enabled her to build a very successful business. In today's podcast, we will talk about marketing and client recruitment and retention and Maya, the matchmaking software, and lots more. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Katie Whitledge.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm super excited to be here. Happy to be with you today.
Me too. This has been a while in the making, so it's great that we finally get the opportunity to connect. So let's start with an overview of you and your background. Who is Katie Whitledge? Give us your sort of 2-minute backstory.
Well, I'm excited to share with you. I started this industry, the beauty industry, like many of you did, I started off as a hairstylist behind the chair. I quickly grew that area of my life to the point where I was double and triple booked all the time. The space that I was in did not really allow for the kind of growth I needed logistically. So it was either go into a booth rental model or maybe start a salon. And I chose to start a salon. I opened my first brick and mortar hair salon in 2010. I have expanded that company 3 different times. We now have 3 brick and mortar salons. 2 are hair. 1 is nails. In the midst of all of this, I created a proprietary software for marketing that helped my own salon grow into 7 figures in just 1150 square feet at the time. And we launched eventually Maya. Maya is a client recruitment software for the beauty industry. We have helped generate almost $20 million of revenue for our members. And that is probably the accomplishment that I'm most proud of outside of having babies and whatnot. It's been a really wild ride, a fun ride. And I just, of course, I love this beauty industry. I love everything we have going on. And you also know, because you're joining me soon, that we have a podcast for the industry as well. And so between our software company, our hair salons, our nail salon, and the podcast and our community, we just all day long, everything we do is beauty industry business.
Good. Well, you are a bit of a, you know, a hurricane of a success story because there's so many things you've got going on and we're going to touch on all of them, but I do want to focus mainly on Maya because it intrigues me. But before I dig into that, I want to ask you about why the hairdressing industry? Like how and why did you decide that hairdressing was what you wanted to, you know, pursue, or hair and beauty was what you wanted to pursue?
Well, I don't know how much time we have for this, but I grew up the naughty pastor's kid. I did not have my act together for many years. In fact, this new generation of beauty pros, what we consider the Generation Z, Gen Z, yeah. I'm in awe of them. I feel like they are coming in, so much more is expected of them. Mm. And I didn't even have any of that put together. I didn't even start beauty school until I was, I think, 22 or 23. So I had this background of just partying and living a low life lifestyle, to be honest. I hit this rock bottom moment, and my sister said to me, you know, I quit partying and doing everything. I quit cold turkey of everything, got out on my own, disassociated with that lifestyle and everybody in it. And my sister said, gosh, you have this talent of looking at people and you know what would look good on them. You know what would look good on them for clothes and for their hairstyle and makeup and tonality and things like that. So why don't you do cosmetology? So I applied to the local tech school. And they had a wait list, so I couldn't get in right away. And I thought, well, because of my lifestyle being so terrible, I had put on so much weight as a young woman that I actually entered into college first and foremost, or the university, for learning how to help others be healthy. It was a health club technician program. It was the first time in my life I did a 4.0 in school, which in America, it means you're perfect. You're all A's.
Fantastic.
And came out of that twice in my life because I've had kids. I've actually lost over 100 pounds. Very hard to do.
Wow.
Now that I'm midlife, I'm settled into where I'm going to be. I feel great and amazing. That's been a whole journey in and of itself. But finally, after going through that schooling, there was an opening for cosmetology. And I dove in and realized that what I had a vision for in others, I could now learn how to bring that to life. So when I was in beauty school, I ended up being somebody who set records. I performed the most services on clients of any student of any time. And I also sold the most products of any student of any time at that time. You know, back in 2006. So I was very, very driven and motivated, probably because I had wasted, in my mind, so many years of my life to things that were not healthy and serving me. And I've been kind of getting after it ever since. It used to be from a place of, I have a lot of making up to do. Now I like to get after it for the fun and joy of getting to, not having to, but getting to. And that's how I originally got started.
Okay. Do you still interact with clients behind the chair? I mean, do you do any of that? So, or are you totally focused on the business now?
I have not been behind the chair since 2013.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's been some time.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because you're building quite an empire. Now, Maya, before it was Maya, I have to ask this for my own satisfaction here. Before it was Maya, you had a product called Meet Your Stylist. Mm-hmm. So is Maya a reincarnated, reinvented, repackaged version of Meet Your Stylist?
It is.
It is, right, okay. Yep. And so why the change? And is it an acronym? And if it's an acronym, what does it stand for?
Everybody wonders this. They have all these assumptions. So we launched as Meet Your Stylist because I made it for my own salon and we had hairstylists.
Yeah.
So it made sense. And that's, you know, our original market was finding salon owners who had hairstylists. Mm-hmm. And as we grew, we realized there are now med spas everywhere and salon and spa. So we need to help people who are trying to find their perfect esthetician or barber or nail technician. And so in the midst of evolving the brand, we did a whole rebrand because we now serve a broader market.
Yeah.
And we also created a whole new, more sophisticated tech stack. So it was like I had kind of mastered the craft of being a hairstylist, and you never really do. But, I got to a point where I was doing pretty well. Then I had gotten to a point where I really mastered what it meant to be a salon owner, having a business that would work without me. And that is such a freedom goal that most owners have. And so we got that to that point. And then here I go and I start a technology company. And for this, I'm like a baby infant. No clue what I'm doing. If somebody said, what's your tech stack to me back and when I launched, I would say, I have no idea. What does that even mean? So it was time for that evolution. We've not arrived, but I've learned so much, which came with new technology implementation. So Maya is here. It could mean meet your artist if you really want it to. It could mean meet your appearance professional. For us, Maya, in my mind, Maya was a persona. She was going to be your guide for finding your perfect professional within the beauty industry. So
Yeah, I think it's just fine without it being an acronym.
Yes, yeah. It technically does not have an acronym, but if people, they think that, so it's cool.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I wondered if that's what it was. Okay, so in the intro, you sort of described it as, I think you said that it was a marketing and client recruitment matchmaking software. What exactly does that mean? Now, a lot of people will be familiar with it already, particularly in the US. Outside of the US, a lot less so. So tell us what that means.
So client recruitment is, what is a way to get more clients in the door? But here's a really hard truth, and this is applicable to almost everybody listening. 65% of your clients are not coming back to your business a second time. And I thought to myself, after all this time, after all these years we've been in this relationship business, how in the heck could that be possible? Once we keep a client, they have an average lifespan of 7 years. What is the disconnect here? Well, we know that clients don't return for a couple of reasons. One is misalignment. And the other is missed expectations. So it's not about like, whoa, you gave me a terrible haircut. This is, we did not click and communicate well together. And I'm like, gosh, if we could fix this. Originally, my intention was to create this matchmaking that was based on algorithms that go way beyond just what services you do and what's your availability, because that's what we're already doing. We're already taking calls and answering text messages and emails based on what are you looking to get done, and let me go see who's available to do it. And that's not working for us. What I realized in the midst of this technology creation is that Maya isn't just matchmaking. We don't even put that we're a matchmaking quiz in our, you know, header of our website. We are a marketing software, which means we are going to be the most strategic digital sales funnel that any beauty industry could ever have for their company. So I want you to imagine, if you're picturing your business's website, how much traffic do you have coming to your website? Well, let's say you have 1,000 website visitors every month. They land on your site, and then we want to look at, what do they do when they get there? Are they choosing your brand, or are they bouncing off to go look at the other 5 results that came up when they Google searched or looked, you know, depending where you live, what search platforms? Google is still king, at least here in the US, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, it is.
Of course. So if you don't have something sticky to engage with them, we're already losing. And the second issue is we're not connecting. So you need to engage with your website visitors. Of course, if you have this opportunity, like, hey, wondering which professional here is the right fit for you, the answer is yes, they all are. Here's this way to find out. Well, that's connection. So how do we bridge this gap and create an emotional connection between our consumers and our team members? Because here's the thing, and I love studying neuromarketing, which is based on social psychology, brain science, and behavioral economics. People still want to know, like, and trust you before they buy from you. And 95% of decisions are made emotionally with our prefrontal cortex, that system one part of your brain, which means we're all intuitive, emotional people. So if I can't create a way to connect with you digitally and ensure and predict that you're going to have an awesome experience when you come in, we're not setting ourselves up for success. We're vulnerable to that loss after a first visit.
Yeah.
And lastly, we're not capturing anybody's information. Have you gone shopping anywhere lately? If you pull up any website to shop online, what's the first thing that you're prompted with? Hey, give us your email and your phone number and we'll give you the savings. Or if you're at a store, hey, give us your email to join our rewards club. Everywhere you go, the name of the game is, let me capture data about you so that I can nurture market to you and have an opportunity to sell to you more often. Yeah. And here we are as a beauty industry, like, a little timid on email marketing, or, I mean, marketing equals communication. If you are communicating with your audience, that's marketing. And there's 4 groups that we're always communicating with. AKA marketing. We're always communicating with our already clientele. We're always communicating with prospective clients. We're always communicating with our team, and we're always communicating with our prospective team members. That should be happening all the time. So okay. When these things, engage, connect, and capture, that's the puzzle pieces we need in order to convert website visitors into lifetime clients who actually get retained and stay the long haul.
So I'm gonna be the person listening to this podcast who doesn't know anything about you. I'm at an advantage because I've researched a bit. I know a little bit about you and how Maya works. But I'm that hairdresser who's walking the dog, listening to the podcast, and there's plenty of them, and they're smiling to themselves now because I know that's what a lot of people do, and they're thinking to themselves, so is it a bit like Tinder? Is it an app on the phone? Is that what she's talking about with a matchmaking type of thing? Now, you know, I know the answer to that, but can you answer that question for me? Is it an app? Is it that sort of thing?
So here's what I want you to picture. If you have your own Instagram hair page, raise your hand. We all do. Mm. If you are a salon, spa, barbershop brand, do you have a company Instagram? Yes. Do you put that Instagram on your website? Yes. So you see this opportunity to, like, clients visit your website. They see, oh, I could click on this Instagram icon and it takes me to your specific Instagram page. That is how Maya works. We're going to be a call to action throughout all the hot spots mm-hmm. on your website, where people are going to click through and they're going to go through your matching experience. Let's say on Instagram, you are wondering, are people who are following me compatible for me? Mm. You have Maya matchmaking opportunity. So you say, hey, are we a match? Click on my link in bio. So yeah. One of your drop-down options can say, take the matchmaker to see if we're compatible, right? They click on that, they go through the experience. So there is no embedding of any code. You don't have to rely on consumers downloading any apps onto their phone, whether they have Android or Apple, ISO, right? There is none of that work because we don't want to put that many steps in front of the consumer to prevent them from engaging, right? So it's very simple. They click on it, they go, they take the survey, they see your level of compatibility, they see their top matches at your business.
Right. So that's what's going on in the back end. There's a survey of questions and you've got all your team built into it and you're matching this person likes this. And so you can, you know, through the algorithm, determine who is the best fit for them. Okay. So that's great. Now, you said it integrates with your website. Does it integrate at any level with your point of sale system?
Yes. Well, if you are using currently Forest Salon software, mm-hmm. or if you have Zenoti, we have conversations going with multiple other points of sale. Yep. That is a key factor. What I will say is we had a salon join us in 2017.
Yeah.
They're still with us today. They went from one location to now having three. Every time they continuously have Maya grow with them and they have it as part of every one of their locations. Mm. This owner does $5 million in revenue, has never had an integration with a point of sale. Yeah. Her software doesn't integrate with us. And guess what? It has zero negative effects on her getting and keeping clients. They average, are you ready for this? Mm. 2 matches per hour. So call a match a lead. They average 2 matches 2 leads per hour. And guess what they're paying per lead? 20 cents. This is unheard of. Mm-hmm. I know I don't want to get all mathematical for everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will say that you get the highest spending clients at the lowest acquisition cost through our.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I understand why it needs to integrate with the website, you know, because I'm a client. I'm going to your salon website. I totally understand that. And I understand what you've said about that it does integrate now with Zenoti and Forest and others. But I'm thinking, well, why does it need to integrate with them? Because the client doesn't have access to your point of sale system. The client has access to your website. So I get why that would be where the relationship starts. So explain to me the relationship between the point of sale and Maya. Why does that happen?
There, the extra perks, the dessert after the main meal that this offers is, imagine that a client is matched with their top three professionals at your business. Mm-hmm. Automatically, all of their survey information is pushed into a new client card or profile in the point of sale. So if no matter which one of the three that they end up booking with, that provider is going to have access to seeing not necessarily their contact info, but all their wishes and desires. And would have been nice to know, and by the way, stylists love this. They want to have this information to say, oh, okay, Jenny Smith is coming in and here's what she has going on. Yeah, you know, because really the power of Maya isn't just matchmaking. In addition to that, we expedite the consultation process. So we're finding out all this information, including photos, before a client even comes in for the first time, to empower our team to have an amazing consultation and direct the path for that entire visit and future visits.
The client can upload photographs to it before they've even come into the salon.
Absolutely. Yep.
Got it. Okay.
They put their Instagram. I mean, what a great way to build your Instagram following and your connections. I mean, there's just so many things that we could talk about. Another perk is quantifying. So we can show you stats, but we couldn't show you, if we don't integrate, we can't say Jenny Smith came in and spent this much on these things over the course of the year. That we have a way for you to figure that out if we don't integrate. But of course, then you have to figure that out. We teach you how to do it. If we do integrate, then it's done for you. The point of sale pushes that data into our dashboard for you. So there are cool perks, but it's not like the success makes or breaks the integration, but there it would be a very nice thing to have.
Sure. Okay. So what sort of impact have you found that it's had? I mean, I know you said you developed it for your own salon to start with, and then thought, this is so good, the industry needs this. What impact does it have on staff and client retention? Because you must have some data on that.
Yeah, there was one salon who is just incredible at tracking their data. Some of the data I never even thought to track, they brought to my attention. And they increased their new client retention by 65%. I mean, when you know that the US national average retention rate for new clients is 32%, to increase that to 65% is massive and really life-changing. Because you think about how much does it cost to get a new client versus what it costs to keep an existing. So that is one incredible stat. This particular owner, they're in New Jersey, said, hey, we were tracking what the average spend was for new clients. And on average, it's $119. But we started tracking the average spend of our clients that came through our Maya funnel.
Yeah.
And they spent an average of $160.
Wow.
Okay. Now, this isn't just a couple people spending $40 more. On average, their new clients that came through our funnel spent $40 more across the board. Like, what kind of impact does that make on your business over the course of a year across the board? That's massive.
Exactly.
And so I could, their stats left and right, our average conversion is 40%, which means out of every 10 people that go through your funnel, 4 out of the 10 are going to come in and do business with you. That is also staggering.
It is. So can I ask, how many salons are you currently in, or is that proprietary information you can't divulge at the moment?
Yeah, well, we are now in the US, Canada, and Australia. Of course, we love the UK, and we are working hard to come to you. We are almost to 300 in the US.
Fantastic. And I'm surprised you said you're already in the Australian market. That's great.
We are. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Good. Okay. All right. So how do salons drive Maya, or how are clients finding it? So if I'm a salon and I decide, I want this, how do I drive clients towards it? Is it just a case of you put it on your website and they'll see it and they'll be curious and they'll click on it? Is that the sort of process, or how do clients market it is probably a better question to ask. How are clients marketing it to potential consumers?
Well, there's so many ways, but first and foremost, we're conversion software. So we are going to convert website visitors. You already have traffic coming to your website. Mm-hmm. Now we know what we need to do with them. We need to offer them a way to go through your funnel and become a client. Remember we talked about Instagram. Everybody has a hair page or a business page on Instagram. Yeah. Imagine you posting what we all typically do, a post that says, check out this amazing hair color by Sasha. Mm-hmm. Wondering if Sasha is your salon soulmate, click the link mm-hmm. in our bio to take our short matchmaking quiz. So that is where you can market it on your social media. We teach salons how to utilize this as a call to action for their either Facebook or Instagram ad campaigns that they do. We have incredible statistics showing what an increased amount of engagement and click rate those have. We run those for companies that want our help to do it, or we teach you how to do it yourself. But I also want you to think about, remember how we talked about your four groups that you're marketing to? Yeah. Well, you have these existing clientele, but if you run a report and found out how many clients came in that never have come back, or I haven't seen them in like 3 months, wouldn't it be nice to get this in front of them, knowing that the reason they haven't been back is typically for misalignment or missed expectations. So if I now implement this as a drive back campaign, which most point of sales have this automation in their software, we just change up the language and the opportunity in those communications. And now we're increasing the number of clients that we're driving back to our business who have already been in. So you can utilize Maya in so many special ways. And we have success guides and ongoing training web events for our community that help consistently teach everybody how to optimize their software with us.
Okay. What else can I ask you about that then? So questions. You said it's a short quiz. So give me an example of a couple of the questions that they will be asked in the quiz.
Yeah. And if everybody wants to visit joinmaya.com, it's M-Y-A. So joinmaya.com. You can learn about our brand and kind of look through that. But we have, it'll say, try the matchmaker. You can click on that at any time and go through that and see what it's like for yourself. One of the questions that I think is powerful is hearing what challenges are you facing right now? So let's say I'm looking to come into a med spa and maybe I want injections. Maybe I want dermaplaning or microneedling. Maybe I don't know what I want, but I know what I'm struggling with. I feel like I'm struggling with fine lines or dry skin. Or so when I enter in that area of concern, now I'm more empowered as a professional to help guide that guest on what kind of solutions that we can provide today, what kind of products you should be taking home and utilizing in your routine. There's just so many more ways to help them when we identify those challenges. That's from more of a logistics perspective. One of my favorite questions is identifying what matters most to the client when they come in for their visit. You know, so if we think about the personality styles of our professionals, I'm going to go to the hairstylist when I think of this because I have been one. That's how I identify most. And so you're going to have hairstylists who no matter what, when they have a guest in their chair, they're going to say, well, what are you thinking you'd like done today? And then you're going to have hairstylists that say, I can't wait to tell you, here's what I want to do with you today. Let's, you know what I mean? So you're going to have different personalities behind the chair. Well, depending on the personality style of the client, who are they going to do better with? Do they want and need somebody to tell them, here's what you need to do with your hair? Or do they have a vision? They're really strong about what they want and they need somebody to be able to like hear them out, really listen to them and then deliver. So we want to make sure that based on our proprietary matchmaking process, that we're getting that piece of the puzzle right. Because without that, nothing else matters.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And is it like the example you just gave, where you were talking about more med spa, that sort of made me wonder straight away, where is it mainly being positioned in the market? In hair salons or in the beauty side of it, the skin side of it, or is it sort of a pretty even match? What how does that go?
Well, of course, we're going to be heavier on hairstylists because we started as Meet Your Stylist, and you know that's how we originated. But we are growing in all categories more and more. Yeah,
great. Okay, and is there like a slimmed down version for independent operators as opposed to it just being for you know a team based type of salon?
Anthony, I'm so glad that you asked me this because this is launching soon. We are working with a pilot group of solopreneurs who are going through this, who really want to promote this on their social media, but they also, they don't have time for this back and forth. Let's DM each other forever before we see if we can move forward with an appointment. So Maya is going to be positioned to help them see if we're compatible. Are we really a match? And if so, let's expedite that consultation process, get all of this data about them. And then here you can book with me. So long story short, that is coming soon.
Because that's interesting, the conundrum there. Because if you're a salon owner, you've got five staff working for you. And based on them filling out the questions, it will point them towards one of those staff who is the most compatible. Whereas if you're an independent and you're just a business unit of one and you're using Maya, it's either going to say we're compatible or we're not. It's not like, whereas if you've got a team of people as a salon owner, you're winning either way. It's just a matter of who that client goes to. It's going to recommend them to somebody. I'm intrigued as to how you're going to get around that so that it works at the independent level as well. And obviously that then brings up the next question, which is about cost. So how does it work in a salon situation? Is there a membership or a subscription fee based on how many staff you've got? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, irregardless if you have, you know, five stylists or 50, the subscription model, so it's a month to month, is based on the type of services you provide. So if you provide hair services, if you provide barbering or hair styling services, that's one category. Hair is one category. And if you choose one category, so let's say you're just skincare or you're just nails or just massage, that is $149 a month. And then it goes up from there. If you're like, well, we do hair and skin, or we do hair, skin and nails and so on, that just builds then your monthly subscription. Of course, we are the only marketing company in the industry that actually guarantees a return on an investment, and the average return is over 46%. And when teach about, you know, what should you expect for a return, I'm always teaching that 5-to-1 ratio. For every $100 you spend, you should absolutely expect to get $500 in return. I will share that we have a salon owner near Chicago, Illinois, who has a smaller team. And she brought up, Katie, we had a 46% conversion rate in 1 month. And these clients spent $4,606 in 1 month. In 1 month, they brought in over $4,000 in revenue. And they've spent, you know, I think they have two things. So they've spent $198 in their monthly. So it's like, here's the question. Would you spend $200, $300 a month if you knew you were going to put in your pocket $2,000 to $3,000? Of course, yes. And we can do it over and over.
Keep on doing it. Yeah.
Fill the funnel.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I know we need to wrap up in a couple of minutes, but I've just got a few quick ones for you here. The obvious one, I think, is the answer to this question is what part of your business, because you've got Maya, you've got salons, you've got nails, you've got products. So what part of your business are you most focused on expanding?
Software,
right. Okay. And the other thing I noticed is I was on your website having a look around before we got on the call, and you've got a big team of people with a variety of different business functions, which is impressive. You've got people that are SEO, you've got graphic designers, you've got branding specialists, and that's just the beginning. Are they all full-time people employed by the company, or are they sort of outsourced, you know, VAs? How does that work?
No, but we are hiring a technical administrative assistant because we really need extra help. We're growing. We have a combination of people who are full-time team members versus they are an extension of our team, but they're fully embraced to be part of our team. So I don't know if that's helpful for your question, but it's
that is. That's fine. That's fine. Quick fire answers. What's your biggest strength?
Personally, I believe my biggest strength is two things. Number one, my intuition, I think, is very strong and a much needed asset in growing business. Mm-hmm. My second top strength is seeing the strengths in others and really knowing how to position the right people in the right positions. Because if that's off, companies don't grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned in life? Not necessarily hairdressing. Might be hairdressing in business, but can be anything.
The biggest lesson I've learned in life is this is all temporary. My faith is very strong, and no matter how much I focus on the growth of business, the grind, the entrepreneurial pursuit, being great in all these ways, none of that goes with you. You know, when we think about everlasting life and what does that look like? And so my faith in Jesus is the foundation of everything.
Okay. And you're a mom. Yes. Again, looking at all these titles on your website, there's a few people with the surname Whitledge. So your husband is working in the business. Tyler, is it brother-in-law, son?
He wishes. I'm kidding. Tyler is not my husband. Anson is my husband.
Yeah, Anson. Sorry, that was your husband. Yeah. But then there's Tyler as well, yeah?
Yes. So Tyler is my brother-in-law. Both men, by the grace of God, we were able to take out of corporate America to join us in this pursuit together. Funny enough, I am still 97% full equity owner of the company and all the other companies 100%. So it's been interesting, but they bring special skills to the table that I don't have. So surrounding yourself, with people who are better than you are, but they are incredible people to work with. And, you know, one of the things that make a healthy company is you're willing to banter sometimes. I think sometimes companies avoid conflict, but if you do that, you will never have innovation happen. So by bringing people around me who are willing to banter and argue your perspectives and points of view in a really healthy way with each other, and that's the dynamic we have, and it's incredible. And obviously, there's a very high level of respect and trust. And it's got to be that way.
To
grow a team and inspire the team that you're looking to bring on board.
Yeah. Okay. So look, we need to start wrapping up. Whereabouts can people connect with you on Instagram or website or any other social media channels?
I would highly recommend checking out joinmaya.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of our website, you can then dive into all of our social media. We actually offer a ton of resources on our YouTube page as well as our Instagram. And I mentioned our podcast as well, which Anthony is going to be joining here pretty soon. So that is a great resource. We have over 500 episodes where you can hear more stories of owners in the industry and just different industry pioneers, which are very inspiring. And that's just been pivotal to even my own growth and development is being able to interview and learn from others. So please visit joinmaya.com.
Okay. Well, look, I'll put those links on our website, growmysalonbusiness.com, and in the show notes for today's podcast. So if you're listening to this podcast with Katie Whitledge and have enjoyed it, do me a favor, take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. So to wrap up, Katie, thank you for being on this week's episode of the Grow My Salon Business Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Anthony. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us, you'll find us at growmysalonbusiness.com or on Facebook and Instagram at growmysalonbusiness. And if you enjoyed tuning into our podcast, make sure that you subscribe, like, and share it with your friends. Until next time, this is Anthony Whitaker wishing you continued success.